friends. Welcome to Wrestle Buddies, GameSpot's wrestling podcast filled with wrestling, friendship, and wrestling with friendship. I am your host, Matt Elfring, and with me, as always, wonderful human being, great best friend, Dark Order member, great set of hair, Chris Ainer.
Join the Dark Order, Matt. Join DarkOrder.com. It's a new week. We're going to have, fingers crossed, usable audio. This week's podcast will hopefully sound good. I don't know how you're feeling, Matt, but I'm feeling pretty good this week.
Chris, it's a big week for us. You know, we're surfing the internet with a surfboard of justice, and we're just making things happen. This is my segue after a break of both of us being called away to do something else. Chris, I'm looking at the menu today, and we got a little bit of a light brunch for you. Tell us what's on the menu.
A little bit of a light brunch. You continue to stretch out that food metaphor. Matt, later on in the show, we've got a backlog of questions from Wrestle Buddy Nation, the buddies, if you will, that we're gonna steamroll through a bunch of them lightning round style. We have some hot takes we're gonna discuss, hot takes. But before that, this is something you actually came up with that, like, I hadn't thought about it before, but I'm actually stoked about it. We're gonna talk about the world of upcoming wrestling video games. We've talked about our favorite wrestling video games ever. Mm-hmm. We've talked about the worst wrestling video games ever. We've even talked about WWE 2K Battlegrounds, a game I forgot existed until this very moment.
Yes.
But today, we're going to dig into all the games that are forthcoming. Remember, Chris, 2K Battlegrounds?
Yeah, Chris, for this segment, you're not going to need to earn Battlegrounds credits to unlock our opinions.
Oh, you mean I don't need to get a stash of battle points or battle coins or whatever to unlock King Mabel in a plastic container or whatever it is.
What a weird, like, going back to Battlegrounds real quick, a game that had so much promise. I'm like, I like the direction they're going. Wait a minute, all your characters play the same, and I have to unlock them all by earning points and, like, it's a real grind to unlock them, and lost interest.
It wouldn't feel like as much of a grind if the wrestlers had individualized movesets.
Yes.
But everybody has their own finisher. Or if the creation suite wasn't so bad.
Yeah, I love the direction that game was trying to go to. That's the sad part.
Oh, it could have been. Yes, it had the makings of being a super, super fun game that ultimately just felt like something 2K threw out because, like, well, we got to do something since there's no mainstream game this year.
But there are six mainstream-ish games coming out or already out, or one or two are already out, actually.
I would call maybe two of these technically mainstream.
I'm gonna call them all mainstream because yeah, two. It's just two. But I'm calling all of them.
Very promising stuff that I find I'm really intrigued by.
Let's just talk about the first one that came out already. That we've covered it before already, and how much we hated it. It was AEW Casino, which is just a casino game with AEW logo slapped on the intro.
Sometimes, like after Matt, as you did, I downloaded this game and played it. Mm-hmm. It's bad. It's just a casino game with, once in a while, an AEW logo is slapped onto, like, a poker table. Like, that's it. There's literally nothing to it. There's not even an AEW themed slot machine where I can get, like, like, you get, like, five Chris Jerichos to win a jackpot or whatever. Like, no, it's like, the Buffalo slot machine where you get a bunch of Buffaloes to win. Like, what?
How easy would it have been to make in this game, AEW, like, slot machine where it's like you just put a bunch of Chris Jericho or Orange Cassidy heads, and then when, like, you get five Orange Cassidy heads, like, Orange Cassidy's, like, signature move of kicking you in the shin video plays.
That would be amazing.
That would be so easy. Amazing. Or card back, say, AEW.
Oh, God. Everything, like, there are so... Listen, I understand that AEW boss slash part owner slash general manager slash the guy who makes fun of Impact on Impact, Tony Khan. I understand he has a lot of money. like there's a lot of money being put into the show, especially right now when like you can't tour and have those full arenas for your shows every week. But like this feels like just such a cash grab of like, well, we got to make up that revenue somewhere. Let's put out a like a just a barely reskinned casino app.
Do you want my opinion of why this exists?
Please.
So AEW needs to make a mobile game. This is all speculation. There is nothing in what I'm about to say that is confirmed fact. It is just, I think this is the way, I think this is how things happened. So AEW wants to make these mobile games, or a mobile game, we should say. And that mobile game is AEW Elite GM. Mm-hmm. However, they have no partners with developers for mobile gaming at all. So they made a contract with whoever they're working with, I don't know off the top of my head. And one of the stipulations was to rebrand an upcoming mobile casino game in order to get the help on this Elite GM game, which was going to need to be built from the ground up because it's, you know, it's a brand. It's nothing like Elite GM really exists out there.
Developing an app is not cheap.
No, no. So it is, so to me, it's, they want the Elite GM game made. Well, they have to slap AEW on a casino mobile game. That's it.
I have a different theory. And again, okay, neither of us are right or know anything.
We don't
about
know
any of this. This is yeah, all so much speculation. AEW likes to do a lot of casino themed events and pay-per-views, Double or Nothing, All In, etc. This is just like, I'm assuming a mobile gaming company approached them and was like, hey, do you want to do this? You'll get this much money out of it. And they're like, yeah, whatever.
You'll get a percentage of the profit.
Yeah. Can't just put the AEW. And like, but the problem with it is that it could have gone so much further and actually made it sort of a fun experience. Instead, it feels and looks like literally every other casino app out there. And guess what? The problem with that is there's hundreds of them. I know because my mom plays all of them on her phone. You know what one she doesn't play? The AEW one. Because her, like a lot of the mainstream non-wrestling nerd audience, doesn't really know AEW as well yet. But no. Then again, if WWF had one, WWE had one, she wouldn't play that either because she just doesn't care about wrestling. But it's just, it for me, it just looked like a, it felt like a company reached out to them and was like, well, what if we just make like, put AEW in our casino game? They're like, oh yeah, go ahead. That easy. Done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easy, easy cash flow.
So AEW Casino is getting the non-approval stamp of non-approval.
It's getting the Wrestle Buddies stamp of lameness. Honk!
It's just a semi-truck honk when the game sucks.
Oh, I assumed it would be like a goose or a mallard of some sort just going, honk!
Honk! That brings us to the next game, which just came out. It's, as you probably know, it's Tuesday when we record most of the time. So it came out today, Tuesday, that'd be March 30th on Switch. It's been out on Xbox for a little while, Steam for a few weeks, and it's coming to PlayStation 4 and 5 and...
The II Arcade.
That's Retromania Wrestling, which is the official sequel to WrestleFest?
Okay, Matt, I keep hearing this said. Can you explain to me how it's the official sequel to WrestleFest? Because WrestleFest is a WWE product, and this, not a WWE product.
WrestleFest was a product of, I don't know what company, I should have done a little bit of research. It was a product of a certain video game company that licensed WWF characters. That's it. And WrestleFest is supposedly the official... It's not supposedly, it is the official sequel to it.
Well, it says it is, but what does that even mean?
I don't know what that
means.
Because
how? Because if it was like on, like, how do you, if that company licensed WWF Wrestles, because it was WWF WrestleFest, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yes.
Like, wouldn't WWE have a say in what the official sequel to a WWE video game is?
I believe that the rights for that game are gone, and these people picked it up.
I'm annoyed that they went with II Arcade and I can't get this as an arcade one-up cabinet that I could then just put WrestleFest in.
Especially when IA Arcade, I'm going to be honest, seems to suck.
Yeah, I don't like, want an IA Arcade machine. Spoilers, Matt and I like arcade games. We both have, I have one, you have several arcade cabinets mm-hmm. in our living spaces. And I believe we've both been championing the idea of doing a WrestleFest arcade one-up cabinet, because that would be amazing.
If they could find a way with Midway and the company who owns but WrestleFest, to do WrestleFest, was the other one, Challengers, and then WrestleMania the arcade game.
And also now RetroMania Wrestling. I want that in there too.
Yeah, also that. And you know what? Let's throw in that like Royal Rumble game from like 2002.
Oh my God, the Royal Rumble arcade game was dope. It was not so weird.
Not great on Dreamcast, like, but a lot of fun in the arcade.
And I distinctly remember the, like, you know, a lot of arcade cabinets, Matt, they're made out of like, this, they're made out of wood. There's really nice art on the side. The Royal Rumble, the Royal Rumble arcade game was ugly as sin. It was a dual screener with the screens, like each player got their own screen, and it was in like hard white plastic.
Yes,
it was a hard white plastic arcade game. It was peak 2001 death. Like arcades are dying. This is what we're doing for games now.
But you could spot it a mile away, which like. Got me excited. Like I'd go play anyway. RetroMania Wrestling.
I want to add one more note. This was around the time when they started putting Guitar Hero arcade games in the arcade.
Oh yeah.
Which was fun. Anyway, RetroMania Wrestling looks like a blast. I haven't played it yet. You have been playing it a lot. And dig it.
So I'm going to go full disclosure on this. I played it my entire lunch break because I am working today. That's a whole 30 minutes, guys. It's a work day. The pixels aren't the same, like the pixel characters aren't the same as they are in WrestleFest.
I don't understand. This is an official sequel.
Well, I'm just going to throw my phone because my friends keep texting. I don't know what they're texting about, but I just got to put it on silent. Just
maybe
shut
they're
up,
texting
guys.
About RetroMania Wrestling.
Probably. Considering that none of them like wrestling but me, and I get told to shut up at D&D about wrestling.
I don't like these people.
You've met all of them. You know, you've met like four of them.
Oh, at our Jackbox nights.
Jackbox nights.
Yeah, baby.
Here's how much Chris Hayner's become a real friend of mine. He has now joined our group of friends, and I have talked to. I'm not gonna get too into the weird like social dynamic of my group of friends, but the higher ups of the group of friends, we all very much like Chris.
Yeah, I like it.
That's right. There's a weird social hierarchy of like the people that founded the group of friends and everyone else.
I will say playing Jackbox with your group of friends is hilarious to me because like we've done it twice now. Mm-hmm. And both times I've started out being like, I don't know how dirty to get with my answers. And then I'm like, oh, no, game on. Just go for it.
Anyway, RetroMania Wrestling. I played it for half an hour. Really, really simple control scheme, which I like, which is weak punch. Weak attack, medium attack, strong attack. There's a run button. You can taunt, tag your partner. That's all the buttons. That's what I love about it so far, is that I don't have to memorize like a WWE 2K amount of buttons. Like there's usually like for that game, usually about like 12 commands you need to remember. This is just like essentially four. You don't need the taunt. You don't need to remember that.
Matt, I love taunting. So honestly, because I still play at, we'll talk about it a bit more when we get to another game on this, but like I still play 2K20 a lot, and I was playing it literally yesterday and I was doing a lot of taunting. Question.
Yes.
Do you recall what the price point is on this game?
I think it was like $25-$30. I'm actually on the site right
now.
That's
not bad. It's an
indie game essentially though, you know?
Yeah. I'm currently not in possession of my Switch because the girlfriend has had it for a year now.
Yes. $30 on Steam, and I'm sure it's the same price everywhere else.
Which is dope, but I kind of want to get this on Steam. How much is it on Steam?
$30.
And how much everywhere else?
It's 30 everywhere.
Okay. I kind of want to get it on Steam just because like I've been doing a lot of PC gaming and I could map it to my Xbox controller and that sounds great.
Yeah. I've got an arcade stick. I've been playing one on my Switch. Let me give you a rundown of the wrestlers that are in this game. They're all real wrestlers. That's important to me. I don't really want to play a game that doesn't feature wrestlers I already know and love, even though I'll be creating my own.
But what about Aki Man?
I love Aki Man. So Hawk and Animal.
Hold on. Yep. Is there a creation suite? You mentioned creating your own. Can you create this game?
I remember in the early days of this, I've been following this since it was first announced. I pre-ordered it a year ago, like next week, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I believe Create a Wrestler mode was mentioned originally. However, there because of COVID and a bunch of other problems, they put out, it's not a bare bones game right now. I would not say that by any means, but it is, I don't think it's the full game they wanted to put out.
Okay.
But DLC and everything else, I believe, is going to be free. I don't remember.
Okay.
Okay. So Hawk Animal, Tommy Dreamer, Nick Aldis, NWA champion or former.
Nick Aldis. I think Nick Aldis is a fantastic wrestler. That it blows my mind that he never ended up being a big deal in WWE.
Right.
And he still could. He still could.
He still
has to stop hanging out with Billy Corgan all the time.
Colt Cabana,
boom, boom.
There's a character named Johnny Retro who was actually John Morrison.
So it's Johnny Retro, Johnny Nitro, Johnny Impact, Johnny Lucha Underground, or Johnny Mundo.
Judy Mundo. Johnny Mundo. Which he signed on for Retro Mania Wrestling before he went back to WWE. So he gets to be in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Cardona, Brian Myers, Nikita Koloff, Hollywood Nova, Big Stevie Cool, the Blue Mean.
The BWO.
The BWO is in this game.
But the BWO is 100% owned many ways by WWE. I don't understand. WWE owns the NWO, the BWO, Big Stevie Cool, Hollywood. Those were all ECW properties that WWE bought. That's interesting. There must be, maybe WWE didn't keep the copyrights on that stuff.
I do not know, but probably not.
Interesting.
Last four guys are Jeff Cobb, Zack Sabre Jr., Austin Idol, and Warhorse.
Like Warhorse, man. Warhorse is cool.
There are three DLC people coming announced so far, and that's James Storm, Chris Bay from Impact, and Mr. Hughes with Undertaker's Urn. You remember Mr. Hughes was Undertaker's manager for a hot week in WWF way back when, I believe.
Is Mr. Hughes Curtis Hughes?
Yeah, same guy, Curtis Hughes.
Okay. Jeff Cobb is dope. I'm excited about Jeff Cobb.
Mm-hmm.
It was Chris Bay, James Storm, who's also an Impact wrestler.
Yes.
I believe this week is celebrating his 1,000th Impact match or something like that on Impact.
Yeah, he's been toeing the line for them for most of the time, except for the week he was in NXT.
He was in NXT for a hot, hot, hot second.
Super hot second.
But yeah, I'm excited to play this game. Matt, is there any sort of online component? Can you play matches against people over the internet?
I believe you can. Again, I am barely into this game.
Awesome. Perfect.
Let's go to game modes and match types just so I can
get out the Switch, Matt. Get out the Switch.
I'm looking online. The Switch is right next to me. I don't want to pull it out. Oh, there's going to be a GM mode if the game has enough support and continues to have enough support.
Oh my God, that's an easy sale for me right there alone. I will buy any game that has a GM mode.
At this time, I don't think there's online play.
Okay.
So Create a Wrestler, this feature will not be included at launch as we are focused on making gameplay as fun as possible. However, if the game has enough support when it launches, that's certainly something we'll look into.
That's a no.
Online play is a possibility, again, if the game has enough support post-launch.
Okay, so you get what you get, and if it does well, they might be able to throw out some more modes. That's fine. It's an indie game. It looks cool. It looks so, so cool. There's a variety of different arenas and wrestlers.
There's cage matches you can do in here. There's the story mode, which you play as Johnny Mundo. I'm sorry, Johnny Retro.
There's story mode.
Yes, there's 10 pounds of gold, which you face you face a bunch of opponents and try to win the NWA championship from Nick Aldis. Yes, there's a lot of things that people want out of a wrestling game. What I like about this is that at launch, it's bare bones. It feels like an arcade game without having to pop in a million quarters. That's all I want.
I'm into that.
I don't want a wrestling game that's trying to be every wrestling game.
Right. I will also add, you mentioned Matt Cardona and Brian Myers are in this game.
Yes.
I believe they also have two arenas in this game. They're based on their podcast.
There's the Major Wrestling
Figure
arena. Podcast arena.
But then there's also the Stomp in Paradise Arena, which is a thing from their podcast. The reason I bring this up is because why that one stands out to me is the ring is like the old Hasbro blue plastic wrestling ring that you're wrestling in. And that's cute as hell. Like, that's just fun.
I think the biggest problem I'm having with this so far is Warhorse is in this game. Danhausen is not.
Oh,
that's an oversight to me.
Shots Danhausen fired should be at in it. Danhausen, man. That's not cool.
Oh, no, not fired at Danhausen. Fired
no,
at
by the game. The game is firing shots at Danhausen.
Why is nobody putting Danhausen in a game?
Maybe Danhausen doesn't want to be in a game.
He does. He gets him all the money. I've gone like full blown Danhausen conspiracy theorist.
Oh, I know, Matt. I follow you on Twitter.
To the fact where Danhausen follows me and has conversations with me now.
Danhausen's fascinating. He also has a lot of the NECA Ninja Turtle figures, and like, I'm jealous.
I really feel like the man behind Danhausen is just us. Just us with wrestling ability. That's it.
Daniel Housen? Is that his name?
It's Donovan something. We interviewed him on GameSpot. Go look that up. It's actually an out of character interview with him.
When did this happen?
Lan did it.
Oh man, we should have him on the pod sometime.
We should. Yeah. Lan, who you heard on the Royal Rumble post episode, the only post episode we'll ever have, there's an interview that he did with Danhausen.
We could do one after Mania, maybe.
I don't know, maybe. Anyway, he had an interview with Danhausen that was out of character. So, like, that's kind of cool because he doesn't do that.
That's interesting. Right on, man.
Yeah. Anyway,
Danhausen is not in this game.
Retromania Wrestling, even though I have only played it a little bit, it plays a lot like WrestleFest. And I give it my super duper stamp of approval, which is a
ka-chunk.
Ka-chunk.
Man, Matt, we're great Foley artists. That's what they call this. Foley art.
The kings of ADR. Let's go to games that are on their way.
Okay.
On their way to come. They're not out.
They're
coming out. Mm-hmm. We're going to go right to the Wrestling Code.
A game that I legit, even though we've talked about it before, didn't know it existed until we started outlining this episode.
Yeah.
Here's what I thought. I thought the Wrestling Code, I got it mixed up with Retromania, and I thought the Wrestling Code was another retro style wrestling game in the works. It's not. It's like a full-on 3D, like, well, not 3D, but it's like a full-on modern day pro wrestling game with so many wrestlers in it.
Yeah, there's been 97 announced. There's been one video released. There's been a few images released of what they're trying to do. It seems like, because we haven't seen any gameplay or anything yet, they're going for more authentic, maybe simulation.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be almost, best way to put it would be like the indie version of a WWE 2K game.
Right.
Again, this is speculation because we have no actual information at this time, aside from the giant roster.
However, they did just release what they called a tech check, which is like the first footage of the game, I believe.
Yes.
And it's not a match. It's nothing. It's not nothing, but it's not a match. It's in-engine footage of NZO, better known as Nzo. Or formerly Enzo Amore in WWE, cutting a promo in a ring. Nzo.
Nzo.
And he's cutting his not copyrighted by WWE standard promo, which is S-A-W-W-E-F-T. Soft. Like, that's a thing that happens. You can't teach this, and like, but what I will say is that like the character model looks really detailed. It looks good.
This is a first draft essentially that they're showing the public, and it looks great for a first draft.
It I don't want to like come at AEW, but like their first in-engine footage, the first footage of their character models looks more detailed than AEW's. AEW's also going for a different aesthetic for theirs, I think.
Anyway, Chris, the Wrestling Code, we have been interrupted so many times.
Again, Matt, let me just run through some of the wrestlers on the, I'm not going to name all of them because who has that kind of time, because there are currently 97 members of this game's roster. But here's some good ones. Yes. We got your Alex Shelley.
Yeah.
Okay. We got the Bushwhackers, Butch and Luke. We got Shad Gaspard and JTG, Crime Time.
Yeah. Oh, I just, you passed someone I wanted to talk about very briefly, and that's
I'm just jumping on the list.
Oh, I was going with Ariane Andrew, who was Cameron and WWE.
That's right.
She's been training again. Someone was telling me a rumor recently that she's trying to train back for NXT, but we'll see.
That'll be interesting.
I wish the best to everybody in wrestling that's not
honestly
a scumbag.
Yeah, like, good. I will note, former WWE tag team The Ascension, Connor and Victor are in this game, but under their new names, Vic, V-I-K, and Big Con, K-O-N.
Sure. EC3's here. Remember him?
Here. Former Wrestle Buddies guest Dalton Castle is here.
Our first guest, Dalton
That's
Castle.
That's right. Eric Redbeard, formerly known as Eric Rowan in WWE. Headbanger Mosh and Headbanger Thrasher are in this game. What's that? What's going on? Hello?
Hey, it's Gangrel Watch.
Oh my god.
It's Gangrel Watch. Your update on what vampire warrior Gangrel is up to. Featuring the two-time Slammy Award winning anchor team of Chris Hayner and Matt Elfring. Also featuring Banzai Billy with this week's sporting update.
Guys, Gangrel's in the wrestling code.
He made it. Gangrel is in this game. That means I will buy it immediately.
Also, I put in all of the intro music for that little piece of news.
So amazing. So amazing.
Hey, Jeff Cobb's in this game.
Jeff Cobb's in this game. Ken Shamrock's in this game. Mr. Charisma himself, Lance Storm, is in this game. As previously mentioned, Enzo is in this game. You know who's not in this game that I can't see?
Who?
Kaz XL.
I know. He's not in Kaz. It.
So Enzo is in this game without Kaz.
PJ Black is here. I want to note that. ODB, who I super love. Thunder Rose, I believe, too.
Raven. And also...
Raven.
Someone I'm excited for. Sick Nick Mondo. Sick Nick Mondo, who was one of the sort of King of the American Deathmatch style guys.
Yeah.
Back in the day, who most recently I think is best known for directing the Jon Moxley coming to AEW videos.
Yes.
Because that's what he's a filmmaker guy now. But he did crazy, crazy things in the ring in like the late 90s, early aughts. And I'm really intrigued to see how they capture that in a game. Yes. As you said, Thunder Rosa. Tay Conti. There's a lot of AEW talent here. Yoshihiro Tajiri, Matt.
Yeah,
Tajiri's
right?
in this game.
Zach Gowen also, if you remember Zach Gowen from SmackDown. He was on SmackDown.
Mr. America's best friend.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Trey Miguel's here, one of the Rascals who decided to stay with Impact.
I forget what their name is now in WWE. MKZ?
It's something weird,
MKG?
It's something like that, and I believe I made the joke on Twitter that MKG or MKZ or whatever stands for the Rascals.
We got Petey Williams, the innovator of the Canadian Destroyer, that flip pile driver that everyone loved for a while, and now
I still love it, but it's like the most dangerous thing in the world.
It's the most dangerous thing in the world, and it also became, like a lot of the greatest finishers of all time, it just became so overused that it came to mean not much.
If you love indie wrestling, this roster should excite you. Yes, there are people from AEW. Yes, there's Impact. Yes, there's Ring of Honor.
If you
Ring
love
of Honor,
indie wrestling or people who no longer work for WWE, this is
But
the
there's
game
a lot of like
you.
Great like weird wrestlers on here that like
oh, totally.
Luigi Primo is on here. He's a weird like Italian like I've seen a few of his videos way back when.
There's a wrestler named Hot Dog Starks who's just a man in a hot dog costume, and he was the community pick for the game.
You could have Hot Dog Starks versus Cheeseburger from Ring of Honor.
I miss Cheeseburger. Oh my god, Cheeseburger's in this game.
Yeah, right?
Nice.
Dude,
this game rules. This game is so awesome.
For me, like, that's exciting. I mean, even Simon Miller from formerly What Culture is here. I think he left What Culture.
Matt, there's a string of four wrestlers all in a row that is like a real banger of a list of people who used to work for Vince McMahon that I'm just going to name off to you right now.
Yeah, let's go.
Raven, Rob Van Dam, yep. Sandman, Scott Steiner.
Can you just say five people and just add PJ Black to that, by the way?
Well, we talked about PJ Black. So, yeah, like, know. You know, Justin Gabriel, forever in our hearts. The Darewolf, I believe, is his gimmick now, which means he likes to skydive and climb rocks.
And he's just killing it over
he's
in
just
New Japan.
Awesome. Yeah, he's just out there being cool. He's just out there being cooler than you and I could ever dream to be, honestly.
The only thing that this is missing that like kind of bugs me a tiny, tiny bit, and it might be a contracting thing. No, he's like, I was going to say Juice Robinson.
Mm.
Like, I would love a Juice Robinson.
Juice Robinson would be good. I'd like more New Japan guys, honestly. Because yeah, New Japan isn't putting out video games.
Mm-mm.
Although, why isn't New Japan putting out video games? I would buy a New Japan game.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Anyway.
That's essentially what we know about the wrestling code. There is not a lot of information out there.
Like, I want to see the building blocks of what you're putting together here.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting going into the next game on the list, Matt.
All right, Chris, here we go. WWE 2K22 ?
Yes, it is a game that has not been announced officially, no. Nor has it been teased in any capacity. However, after the debacle that was WWE 2K20, a game that I maintain has gotten a lot better since launch. I play it pretty regularly. I own it on two consoles. I own it on three consoles. Holy cow. I have it on Xbox. I bought it on PS4 to play with Nikki. And I also bought it on the PC to play while I'm watching movies on my PC.
Jeez.
So I've bought 2K20 more than I've bought in any other wrestling game ever. And I feel bad about it.
Congratulations on that.
Don't. No, I'm willing to bet I'm the only person on earth that's done that too.
Let's have a real quick talk about what happened with 2K20. As you remember, it came out very, very buggy. It wasn't like cyberpunk buggy, but it was pretty close.
I mean, it was pretty cyberpunk buggy. It crashed a lot.
Yeah, yeah. And we did a preview event in Las Vegas for the game. And
a build of the game that was good?
Yeah, it was good. And I believe... now 2K20 is a good game.
Yeah.
It is. It's gone from a, I don't know, whatever we gave it. I'd say probably a 2 or 3. I'd say it's gone up to...
I gave it the stamp of disapproval.
Honk. Stamp of disapproval. And now it gets the stamp of approval.
Ka-chunk. Yeah.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, there are still things very wrong with this game. Like, it still has a lot of issues that need working out that'll never get addressed because I'm assuming they've moved on. Because after the debacle of 2K20... they canceled 2K21 and said, well, we're just going to take an extra long time to figure out the next game, which that's what they should have done years ago.
Also, on background for you guys, just so you understand, while 2K20 was being produced, Yuke's left working with 2K, and Visual Concepts had to redo a bunch of coding for the game.
They essentially had to rebuild the game from the ground up to get rid of, like, honestly, insanely congested code that had just been... stuff had been tacked on year after year after year. So they had to go about recreating it from the base.
The ground up with no time to do it. Yeah. So while I feel bad for the situation they were put in, they shouldn't have released the game. However, after all the bugs were taken out, the game's fine and fun to play. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I create my characters and they're awesome.
2K22 has not been announced yet. Battlegrounds had come out for as 2K's fun whatever game that wasn't that great. 2K22 was going to get announced. I've been trying to ask about what's going on 2K guys and gotten nothing from them. It's just a matter of time. I have a feeling it's going to, I don't want it to be more of the same, but I have a feeling it might be. I don't know. I just don't know what 2K22. I'll have to wait and see at this point, I guess.
One really interesting thing, I think, is that by the time it comes out, we'll be a year into the new console cycle, so they got to have it for the Xbox Series X and the PS5.
And I'm going straight PS5 on this.
Are you really?
I don't have an Xbox Series X. I've got a PS5.
I don't have either. I don't have a next gen console, and I won't.
I've left Microsoft behind, and people have told me that was a bad decision. But I'm done with. I've been on Microsoft consoles for so long that I've missed out on like years of PlayStation stuff.
But Matt, now we can't play together. This is sad.
Hey, 2K, give me codes for PlayStation and Microsoft.
Yeah. I think we can make that happen.
I think you can still, you'll still be able to, for most games, I believe you can still play on last gen. Yeah.
Also, 2K, I literally bought this game on three different consoles. Like, hook a brother up. Also, port it to Switch. Figure out a way. Port it to Switch.
I don't think that's going to happen unless the Switch Pro gets announced and comes out before it, which I don't think that's going to happen.
No, it's not.
Because I think the rumors say Switch Pro is like December. And again, that hasn't even been announced.
But yeah, so the big things I need to make sure is that, like, A, it is a working game. Like, it doesn't constantly crash. Also, don't show the press a build of the game that works only to release a build of the game that doesn't work. That's not great.
There's been two occasions where I've played a build of the game that is far and beyond what is released.
Yeah.
And I've done, what, three trips now with 2K?
I did the 2K reveal event for a number of years, but that's back when the game worked every time.
We never did it together. Las Vegas was the first time we did it together, though.
And then the game is imploded. Weird.
Yeah, that's what happens when the wrestle buddies do it.
We broke video games. Wow. No, it's like the thing about the 2K games is there's only so far you can go in updating because, like, really, it's a new roster every year with like slightly updated graphics. What they need to focus on is load times, a more playable season mode. Like, there's so many, like, the
season
2K,
mode sucks.
Like, I'm finally playing all the way through it now on the PC where the load times are a little bit better, and like, it's just not fun.
No, I really did like the showcase modes where you were playing famous matches and it was just, you know, hit the button that happens on the screen. I actually liked
that
a lot.
I did not like that at all. I thought that was boring.
But it had no replayability, but I liked it.
But like, I would like a season mode, like in a sports game. It doesn't have to be as like, we're starting when we're on the indies and we're doing the thing. Like, no, just like, give us a season mode where you're going through a series of years in WWE and like the ups and downs, like, get also a story that's like not silly. There was one year where the game included a really well-told season mode story, and it just so happens that was the year that Paul Heyman consulted on the story.
Also, that was the year, and I like that story mode a lot. However, it had you running around backstage way too much.
That
literally
part, yes.
Running.
Yeah. You can do all that just in menus. Like, don't make it so I have to, like, I got to run to the parking lot. Now I got to run to catering. Now I got to run to the dressing room. Now
it's okay to strip it down a little and just show me a map and say, where do you want to go?
Yeah.
It's okay.
That's fine.
I'm fine
100%.
With that.
100%. So, yeah. Also, just put general manager mode back in.
Yeah. Fun. Speaking of general manager mode, we are moving over to AEW's Elite GM mode. Ooh. Which has been showcased a little bit. They've shown some videos, and it looks still right up my alley. Again, we've talked about this already, but we're
yeah,
just kind of...
It looks cool. I'm going to play it. I feel like I had been saying for years, make a general manager mobile game, and now AEW's done it, and they've figured out a way to make it like a freemium-style game, I think. That's the idea
fine.
I get from it. It looks freemium, which is fine. So I'm stoked. Like, bring it on.
Yeah.
But also, just put them in the console games, too. Like, yes. I'm excited that I'll be able to, like, do that on my phone while I'm ignoring people, probably. Let's be honest. But, like, I love a console-based GM mode because also there's a level of detail I feel like that you can't get into on a mobile game because the thing, like, mobile games at their core have to be accessible to pretty much everyone.
Yes.
Like, they just do because that's who your audience is, the entire app store. If you're, I feel like inside of a wrestling game, like an add-on component of a GM mode, you can get into some details that like wrestling fans care about. It's just like a general manager mode in a basketball game.
Yeah.
Like if you play the NBA games or even the like Madden, they all have these like owner slash GM modes now where like you're figuring out stadium details, you're figuring out merch prices, you're figuring out like you're dealing with contracts with wrestlers. Like the details go so deep on sports general manager modes now that like, oh my God, a version of that, but just with wrestling plugged in is heaven.
So you mean Fire Promoter for Fire Pro Wrestling? I think at Fire Pro Wrestling's promoter could be improved quite a bit though.
Yes. Fire Pro Wrestling, like a Fire Pro's promoter mode is an awesome, awesome launching point. But yeah, there's a lot that can be done to pump it up.
Yeah. And then that will bring us to the final one we're talking about, which we've done a whole episode on, and that was the AEW console game we've seen. I don't believe anything new since then.
I don't think we've seen any new footage.
There's been a couple YouTube videos. I'm just going to keep talking. There's been a couple YouTube videos where they were talking about games or whatever for
you
AEW games.
You mean AEW 2-point show?
Yeah. I just want to get this off my chest. AEW Games Twitter account puts out the worst and most annoying memes. Like, they are just...
It's not good.
It's bad.
It's not good. I can't find any new footage for the AEW game, which, you know, whatever.
That's fine.
Because we also don't know how far away it is.
No.
Like, they've given no indication about when to expect this game. So, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's exciting. I'm excited to be excited about it, but Matt, I'll be honest with you. Once upon a time, I was excited about the Impact game, and it was terrible. So, like, it's when you like the thing about the 2K games, yes, they can get stale because they don't change, but you know what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't know what you're getting, you get yourself hyped up, and then you get the crappy Impact game.
Yes.
Which was like the only notable thing about the Impact game is that's where the Suicide character was born.
You know what?
Who became Manic, who then became Suicide again.
Chris?
What's up?
I like that game. I own it. It's fine.
I own it too. The controls are bad.
They are like, very bad.
Like it's... And the thing about that game is like when it was in the works, we heard the same things, except we heard it from gamer AJ Styles, who's like, oh man, we're sick of how monotonous the WWE games are. We're blowing it out of the water. This is going to be the one. And now we're getting that from Kenny Omega. Like, we're going to reinvent the wrestling video game. And I'm like, oh, bro, I've been down this road before. And we got the Impact game, a game on literally nobody's top 100 list of games.
And that's why I'll go back to Retro Mania Wrestling. And again, I've played it for half an hour max right now.
Mm-hmm.
I like how simplistic the controls are. I like its pick up and go. Yes, there's a story mode, but for right now, for what it is, it's just fun. And that's all I want is kind of arcade fun, because we have been playing the Yuke's virtual concepts like WWE games forever, and it's just nice to have a little bit of a break from that. And that's kind of what I hope Wrestling Code and the AEW console game, you know, do something different.
Yeah.
But not in a bad way. I mean, like, don't say you're going to blow everything out of the water, because WWE, the 2K series has, you know, 20 something years head start on you guys.
Yeah.
Just try to make a fun game. Don't.
Well, when it comes to a wrestling game, you can only reinvent the wheel so much.
And you either got to go WrestleMania arcade game or simulation.
Well, and like and when it comes to that, like, there's been so many different wrestling games over the years, different types of wrestling games,
yes,
different ways to play. And like, I know when they first announced the AEW console game with that really weird Apple ripoff event that went on mm-hmm. way too long. Remember?
Yeah,
they kept more people kept coming out in black turtlenecks.
Which I like the commitment to the bit, but it also was too long.
I love the commitment to the bit. The bit worked for me most when Cody Rhodes, who doesn't really know anything about video games, came out to talk about video games.
Yes.
And they acknowledged how silly that was. That was a weird, fun day. And then we recorded our first mini. What a time to be alive. So they're, from what we know, which is not much, is they're heavily basing it on like the WrestleMania 2000 No Mercy, WCW, NWO Revenge style games, which is great, except games have evolved since then. So like
a lot,
you gotta evolve with them. You gotta.
I think that control scheme can still work for newer games.
Def Jam Vendetta, bro.
Those games were great.
Yeah.
You can make that game in a wrestling ring. You're making it more of a fighting game than a wrestling game, but that's perfectly fine. Maybe that's what we need right now. It's just...
But I like the character model they showed. I think it looks cool, and I'm excited for more. And, like, they tease the idea of intergender matches, which...
Thank you. That's the giant segment of this week.
That it's a lot.
Hey, Chris, we've got a lot of questions that we haven't been answering. Some serious, some stupid.
Questions. I mean, they're all serious, Matt.
They're all very serious. Let's go to the mailbag.
None of our listeners are stupid.
No, none of them are.
I'm opening up the mailbag. Matt, starting out with a very, very important question from former Wrestle Buddies guest, Lan Pitts. What is the best entrance music of the PG era in your mind? That would be 2008 to 2013.
Man. The very, very first thing that comes to mind. Oh, I don't know. This is actually, now I'm like going through people. I like Pages a lot.
My immediate reaction was Cult of Personality, but I think that's too easy. That is too much of a gimme. Because, like, that's just a dope song that we all love, and then it became wrestling.
But I think that's why I'll move over to Paige.
Paige?
Yeah.
It opens up with the scream, right?
Yes.
That's a very good one. I'm honestly having trouble thinking of who were Bo Dallas's theme song, maybe? Was that 2013?
I don't remember his NXT one. Or is his NXT one the same as his...
I'm thinking of Bo Leave.
Yeah, it is really inspirational.
I'm trying to honestly, I'm having a hard time. Hang on,
the PG era just kind of seemed like it's foggy for me. So much of it is fog.
I had another one, but it is actually post PG era. But I'm gonna bring it up anyway, Matt. Remember when Mike and Maria Kanellis came back, like debuted?
Power of Love.
Yes. Power of Love is an amazing song that, like, I will ride or die for that.
It's like, what is it? It's like, you're in for you. It's like something like
it's
that.
It's the greatest love I've ever known. Next question, Matt. This comes from one Eric Anderson. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Now, Eric Anderson is a Chicago boy.
He is a Chicago boy. But Chicago weirdly enough, boy. He's not your, like... Usually when there's a Chicago boy on the show, it's because of you know them.
Yes.
But Eric Anderson, I used to work with. So you actually met him, I think, through me, kind of?
I met him kind of through you, and then he became a PR person.
Yeah. Right, because he works, yes. And he was like, who do I talk to about this PR thing? I was like, I don't know, email Matt.
And then him and I became friends online, because he's super nice.
Yeah, he's a very, very nice guy. But he is a Chicago boy, and he wants to know, Matt, is a sandwich a hot dog? I would be very interested in the Chicago take on this.
This isn't something I think about, because a hot dog is a hot dog to me. So I wouldn't say it's a sandwich, because it's not...
It's bread and meat.
Yeah, but like for me, it's a weird situation, because to me, the Italian beef sandwich is a sandwich.
Well, I mean, that's right in the name.
So the Italian beef sandwich, Chris, is almost exactly like the hot dog, except you just take out the hot dog, you make that bun a little bit taller, and then you put in some Italian beef.
Yeah, I know what an Italian beef sandwich is. I'm not a monster.
But there's people out there that don't. I mean,
go ahead.
You lived in Madison. You were close enough to Chicago to understand what Italian beef is.
They sell Italian beef in Los Angeles, Matt.
I thought it was like only here.
No.
Okay, because anytime I've asked people about Italian beef from California, they look at me like I'm crazy.
That's because people here eat like sprouts and avocados and stuff.
I mean, like, that's great, but like, also there's also delicious foods with meat in it.
That's right.
No offense to my vegan listeners.
Mike?
Hey, Mike. He doesn't listen. So is the hot dog a sandwich? It is not something I think of, so I'm going to say no because I just don't think about it as a sandwich. Hot dog's a hot dog.
All right,
I got
Mac.
A little too Chicago-y in my accent there.
You ready for this debate then?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You can I say agree. Whatever. A hot dog is not a sandwich.
It's just a hot dog.
It's not. It's a hot dog.
Hey guys, Editing Matt here. There is 10 minutes, literally 10 minutes of us talking about hot dogs. I am cutting out. No one needs to hear this. I don't know why we talked about hot dogs for 10 more minutes after we answered the question. Next question now.
Matt, Mario Rivera, former guest.
Hey, Mario.
Billy Kidman, discuss.
Love him.
Love Billy Kidman.
Yeah. How could you hate Billy Kidman?
Scared to death every time he does the shooting star splash.
When he used to do it, yeah.
Yeah, because it looked like he was going to, like, knee someone in the throat every single time.
He's still at WWE, too, isn't he?
I think he's a producer.
I hope he
yeah.
is.
I hope he is, too. Yeah, no, but I love Billy Kidman. I loved his theme song, where it's like, ha, ha, hey-o. It's like a rap song. It's the whitest rap song. It was great. but no, love Billy Kidman. Would like, I don't know if he's unable to wrestle now, but like I'd like to see him pop up now and then, especially in a time where on WWE television Adam Pearce gets more television time than anybody in the company. Adam Pearce, who is one of WWE's main producers now, and he is on TV every single week, and that's not a bad thing. What I don't love is that WWE isn't letting him be the character. Like, if you ever got the chance to see Adam Pearce wrestle on the indies, you know that he is a perfect heel.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'd love to see that get embraced on TV. But like, no, I love Billy Kidman. I have nothing bad to say about Billy Kidman whatsoever.
He was the only guy on TV doing the shooting star press at that time. And
yeah,
he helped usher in, along with people like Chris Jericho or Rey Mysterio, what wrestling has become now.
Yeah. He was one of those pinnacles of that cruiserweight division in WCW.
Yeah. And there we go.
Rob K, who I believe we had a quest from last week, just simply asked Matt, why is Brock Lesnar?
That's weird because I'm not familiar with Brock Lesnar. I do know Bork Laser.
Bork Laser is a mountain of a man, a former mixed martial arts fighter boy who hails from Minnesota, I think, but lives in Canada or something. And Matt, last question of the day from D9000.
D9000!
Who had the better rap album, K-Fed or the Macho Man Randy Savage?
Last week's episode, we talked about Kevin Federline, who
getting
had a,
beaten up by John Cena.
John Cena. And we talked about Macho Man Randy Savage, who had an album called Be a Man, which is the no Vaseline version of wrestling songs. Man, I've never heard all of K-Fed's album, to be honest. I've heard Popo's album more times than most people. One is more times than most people have heard it, to be honest. So I only really know Macho Man's album, but I would say, I might go with Macho Man on this.
I'm going for Macho Man just for the novelty of it.
Yeah.
Like, and the fact that he has a tribute song to Mr. Perfect.
Yeah.
K-Fed didn't
do a friend.
Signed the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Coward.
You coward. So yeah, I think I would also go with Be a Man. No knock on K-Fed. But Matt, what happens if you throw John Cena's album into the mix? Because John Cena had a rap album too.
I'm gonna throw out something crazy here. Out of all the wrestlers that have appeared in music videos over the year, John Cena, I don't know which song it is, but he has a music video where it's an A-Team spoof.
Yes.
That is a 100% perfect music video to me.
It's and a great, great video. It's such a great video.
And Cena's perfect. Like, you watch that video, you're like, dude, this guy's going to be like something special outside of wrestling. You can tell.
Yeah. And what do we know? What do you know? The Suicide Squad trailer is out, and he's great in it, and he's also making a TV show of it, and he's in Fast and Furious 9, and he's probably doing other stuff. The dude can't be stopped.
Oh, man. That was a fun one. Hey, guys, this year in wrestling was a video game wrestling. We did it.
What?
We talked about all the video games. We answered all the questions. We did it.
Now, show's canceled.
All right. That's it.
We did it.
Anyway, that's going to bring us to the end for this week. Like I mentioned earlier, Retromania Wrestling is available on Switch and Steam and Microsoft and coming to PlayStation very soon. Again, I played for 30 minutes, so I don't have a real good review for you. But as always, rate us and review us on iTunes. Or not iTunes, that doesn't exist. Apple Podcasts. And Chris, what are your final words for this week?
put Gangrel in every video game until the very end of time.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Wrestle Buddies. We hope you had at least almost as much fun as we did. Go ahead and rate and review us on the Apple Podcast app. You can email us questions at WrestleBuddies@GameSpot.com or find us over on Twitter at WrestleBuddies. I am at Chris Hayner. He is at I'm Matt Elfring. See you next week.